Hey, it's Cam, and you're here for Cam Motivation, the podcast. And today's message is called, What Can I Do? We get so caught up in, what can I do? What can I do for other people? What can I do for myself? What can I do? And we revolve our whole lives around doing, going, striving, moving. And then we get caught up in these lies and we hear this accusing voice on the inside of, you should do this, or you need to do this, or that's not enough. And what if we actually decided, I am enough? I am enough just as I am without doing anything else? What if we decided that I am right? I'm right where I am. I don't have to do anything to be right. Ever since I was little, I can remember wanting to do so much and always wanting people to be happy for me for doing so much. I wanted to make the best grades. I wanted to be in the best films. I wanted to do the most good. But at the end of the day, I never felt what I was doing was enough. And I still feel like that. Sometimes I feel like what I'm doing is not enough. If it's financially, I'm not giving enough. If it's in school, my grades aren't enough. Or in life, I'm not doing enough. I need to do. I need to run this business and help this person and go to this place. And I need to be doing this. And I need to be traveling the world. And I need to be all of these things that I make up in my head. When really, who I need to be is me. I'm enough just as I am. I'm right just as I am. The reason I'm having this podcast today is really for me. It's really for me to decide whatever I do is enough. Whoever I help, that's enough. There are moments in our life where we have to make critical decisions, and we often think of critical decisions as, what job will I take next, or what car should I buy? But I don't necessarily know that those are the biggest decisions that we have to make. I think the biggest decisions that we have to make are the internal decisions. The internal decisions to let go of guilt, to move past worry, to step out of depression. And the decision I'm asking you and myself to make today is, I am enough. I'm deciding that I am enough and that I am right. We always try to figure out, what more can we do for people to love us? I mean, it's true. We want to be loved and we want to feel loved. But really what we need to decide is, am I enough? And that's already decided for you. You are perfect, whole, right, just as you are. You can come just as you are. And you should do that. You should live life from a state of abundance and righteousness and live so full of enoughness. I don't even know if that's a word, but living so full of I'm right and living in that peace and experiencing that love for yourself that you can share that love with others. If we all knew our own worth, what a wonderful, wonderful place this would be. Sometimes we get hurt by people. They hurt us in some way. They do something rude to us. They say something awful to us. They leave us. But what I always remind myself is that people who hurt you, people who hurt people, are hurting people. They're hurting. They hurt. And that's why they hurt you. So if we can really get people to know that they are enough, it would be a great place. The world would be a great place. But how do we get people to know that they are right, that they are loved, that they are enough? We do it for ourselves. Whatever we want to teach people, whatever we want to see more of in the world, we have to live it in our own lives. We can't just try to fix everybody and heal everything and make everybody right without actually doing it for ourselves. People don't learn through talks and speeches. They learn through example. They learn through seeing it and seeing somebody apply it. And really, it's up to people to make the decision. It's up to people to decide who they want to be. And if they actually want to believe that they are enough. Because I'm telling you, once you love yourself, once I fully love myself, I will experience a whole new life, a whole new peace, a whole new majesty and divinity to life. But we just have to get there. We just have to push ourselves. We just have to make decisions. Old chatter, old voices will come up in our head, and they'll remind us. They'll tell us that we're not enough, and they'll present arguments. But you have to be strong and bold and have your arguments ready and speak out loud. That's the one thing those voices in your head that tell you they're not enough, that tell you you're not enough, they can't speak out loud. They can whisper in your head, but they can't speak out loud unless you let them. You can speak out loud. And you can say, I am enough. I am right. I do not have to listen to your lies. You have the power of words. The accusing voice does not. Even if it comes to you from somebody else, the accusing voice, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to accept it. You can completely decide on the inside of you what you are. And I guess that's the point of this podcast today. I want you to just decide, who are you? What are you? And what are you becoming because of that? Decide today who you're going to be and what you believe about yourself. Make some decisions right now. Write them down. Sit down and ask yourself, what do I believe about myself? Do I love myself? And how is this showing up in my life? We have to make decisions. And the biggest, most important, most critical decisions that you will make are the ones about your beliefs and the ones that you have to make internally. Those are the ones that count. Those are the ones that matter most. So, you are enough. You are full. You are right, just as you are. Accept those words and have an amazing day. And stay motivated.